Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Thursday, I am thinking about a new study from the Cato Institute that says most younger Americans under the age of 35 resent the rich. Apparently, they believe that the wealthy got their money by exploiting the poor. Now, there's absolutely no data to back that up. And I believe most wealthy Americans worked hard and earned their money, or they got very lucky. They inherited it, or they hit a hedge fund hard, something like that. Some people, however, did amass a fortune by using evil tactics. That is true. But most of the affluent in America did not do that. However, jealousy over money has been with us always. I don't get it. I worked so hard for decades to accumulate some wealth. I can't even describe how hard I worked. I started at age 10, shoveling snow, cutting lawns, and then I didn't stop. Until today, I'm still working hard, and I could have retired a long time ago. So if some younger American gives me some jazz about being affluent, well, I'm going to have a few words for them. It is wrong to generalize about any group, no matter how young you are. Now this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.